KZST Santa Rosa.
You know, a lot of other shows on the radio are about politics, sports, world events, issues. We're here to talk about issues of the heart, who you love, why you love them, what's going on in your world, what are your hopes and your dreams, and how can we encourage you to reach for the stars? That's what we do every night right here.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my hand to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. So
understand your heart's heavy tonight.
That's it, Delilah.
So what's happened? Who's filleted your heart?
Well, that's the situation. Just one person that I've been dating for about a month and a half, almost 2 months already. And it's one of those relationships that I was the one putting forth every ounce of energy into it and all that. And all I got in return was just absolutely nothing. And tonight really tied everything up to it, you know, tied everything up and just really made everything apparent of that it's time to move on. And just, it's a bad night for me.
So you came to the realization that this is a very one-sided situation.
Oh, yeah. And it took a good friend of mine, you know, he's like a brother to me, to help me realize that. And I've always been the type of a person who I've only dated like two or three other people in my life. And I'm the one who, I don't date that much, but when I do, I find, you know, someone, I try holding on to that person as long as possible. And I've been single for about 2.5, almost 3 years. And you know, I finally found this person, and I thought this was going to be, you know, a long-lasting relationship, but fortunately it wasn't. So it's just
one of those things. I know your heart's heavy, but thank God you figured this out before you invested years.
Oh, I definitely agree with you on that one.
Let me find a song for your sad heart tonight.
Thank you, Delilah. Thank you.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know. You make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right and we'll be amazing. And being in your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out. And I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get. Than I get, than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. So birthday, yeah. I just haven't met you yet.
Scattered all around the floor. reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever crossed your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter.
Delilah Dilemma Tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Charlie, who said, "My wife and I got married last summer. We have always talked about having children together and even had names picked out long before we tied the knot. A couple of months later, we decided it was time to start trying to conceive. After just 1 month, my wife has had a change of heart. She says she no longer wants to try for a child and is not sure whether she ever will. I ask her why all of a sudden she felt differently, and she always reassures me it has nothing to do with our relationship. She just doesn't see children in our future anymore. While I respect her decision, I'm absolutely heartbroken. I've been dreaming of having a child since I was a child myself, and I cannot see myself not having children in the future. We both love each other very much and will do anything to stay together, but our dreams and visions are now going down two totally different paths. Can you help us? From Charlie. Whoo, Charlie, I will give you my words of advice coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST.
It's January again, and that means we're all rethinking our food choices. Daily Harvest makes sticking to your goals super simple with their chef-crafted, frozen, ready-made meals delivered right to your door. From mouth-watering smoothies to savory bowls and gluten-free pastas, Daily Harvest food is built on organic fruits and vegetables. And the best part? There is never any gluten, dairy, or ultra-refined sugars. Visit dailyharvest.com and use code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first box, plus free shipping. Or find Daily Harvest in a grocery freezer aisle near you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue. I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. A deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
Sonoma County, you've been asking what the folks behind the KZST microphones look like. Well, if you're curious, go to the internet and click on KZST.com on Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When it hit February, a step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Oh, how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat, 'cause I'm here alone, just dancing with my eyes closed.
Delilah's Dilemma is sort of a dichotomy, if you ask me, or an oxymoron. Two things that do not go together. Charlie writes that he and his wife got married a year ago, and they've always talked about having children. He's always wanted children. And then 1 month later, after they get married, she says, "Nope, not for me. don't want children. And here's the part that's confusing me, Charlie. You say we both love each other very much and will do anything to stay together. That makes no sense. Something here is a lie. Either you're lying when you say she no longer wants to try for a child and changed her mind after a month, or you're lying when you say she loves you very much, because the two cannot coexist. Because when somebody loves somebody else, they take their wants and desires and need in mind. They don't make promises or plans and then switch in the middle of the stream. That's not love at all. That's the opposite of love. That is cruel. How can you say that we both love each other very much when after you had planned a life together and had certain dreams, she switches that, taking away your options without an explanation and without even talking to you about it? That's not love. If all of a sudden she got scared and started doubting her abilities to be a parent, or doubting her ability to love a child or parent a child, then that's something she needs to bring to you and talk to you about so that you can work it through and talk it through. But to suddenly say, oh, by the way, the plan that we've laid out and the plan that we talked about leading up to marriage and one of the, you know, cornerstones of our relationship, it's gone. I changed my mind. That has nothing to do with love. Love is patient and love is kind. That is not kind. Those are my thoughts. I hope, Charlie, you go get some counseling. I hope you talk to a professional. I hope you guys are able to work through this. I realize a radio person who doesn't know you can't really give you sound advice, but I can say that is not loving. Good luck.
This was